Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left. Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Cooperations broadcast this morning. I am so glad that you have stopped by the show today. We have to come on a little bit later this morning, but we are here to, excuse me, to lift up the name of Jesus this morning. And before we start with our show, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, thank you for this day. Such a wonderful and a beautiful day today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the topic today, dear Heavenly Father, that will go forth, that will go over the air, dear Heavenly Father, on hard choices. Sometime in life, we have to make some hard choices, some decisions, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for being right there, dear Heavenly Father, guiding us through each and every step that we need to make, God. We thank you for every caller that will call in. We thank you that the lines are lighting up right now, dear Heavenly Father, as we speak. We thank you for those that's coming on, dear Heavenly Father, even with listen to it in the archives, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise this morning. We even for those coming on the chat, we say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today's topic is going to be on hard choices. What hard choices do we have to make in order to be faithful to God? Some people thought about that and some didn't. But today, I'm bringing that up to the forefront today. You know, sometimes we have to be willing to stand against the crowd. And it's popular opinion, because you know the crowd and the people around, everybody has an opinion. When you have to make a choice, you're going to find a talk with 6 people, 10 people, 20 people. All of them going to give you their opinion on what you should do, how you should do it. But did you focus on God? Did you go to God? Or when he told you you had to choose, you had a choice? We're talking about hard choices today. And do we have to make an order to be faithful to God? You know, other times we must give up bad habits. How many of you all want to give up bad habits that you have that you know you need to get rid of? 4 or 5 people told you how to get rid of it, but you still haven't gotten rid of it. Did you go to God? You know, that created barrier between ourselves and God. We also have to find new friends. God will move you to a new neighborhood, to a new city, a new state, a new community. And you have to find new friends, even while continuing to pray for those whose behavior have contributed to our own sin. My. We might even need to embark on a new career. Hard choices. You've been in that one spot 30 years. You say, I'm going to stay here on this job by retirement. I have this, I have that. But look, you end up losing everything. Still been there 30 years. The plant closed down. They filed for bankruptcy. You don't get your full 401K, your profit sharing, your hospitalization, all this stuff. Just things are just closing overnight. I went by this morning for an appointment with my son, and I was surprised to see how many flourishing stores, quote unquote, had closed, and I didn't even know they had closed within a month. Hard choices. You know, when we embark on a new career, if our current one forces us into morale and ethical, untenable position, even if the choices are easy to make, they may be difficult to carry out. I was at the car wash the other day, washing my car, and I saw something strange going down that I couldn't wait to finish my car to get out there. And, you know, it was some drugs being passed, some people doing some things that was ungodly. Hard choices. So I had to make a choice to hurry up and finish my car, leave it undone, come back home or what, you know, hard choices. That started me to thinking more so about this topic. You know, a drug dealer finds Christ while in prison. Not just drug dealers, I do prison ministry. And I'm in and out of the prison all week at different prisons. And I find how many people have come to Christ when Christ was getting and trying to get their attention on the outside. But he had to put them on an extended vacation to wake some of them up. Some of them are still asleep now, even behind bars. But think about hard choices that you make in life. You know, when this person or that person is released, his old cronies try hard to ensnare him in their web of old way of thinking, old way of doing. Hard choices. You know, real strength of character and faith in God are needed to break free from such traps. You know, what happened? Though if you feel called to break free from loved ones, your spouse, your children, just think about it. In our day, with all the talk about family values, the ideas of divorce between two parties who cannot reconcile their difference seem painful enough. Witnessing, perhaps experiencing, the breakup of a family and seeing its effect on all concerned, especially the children if they have small children, prompt us to recognize the sadness of the marriage covenant. What are we to make of that situation? And I had went to the scripture on Elza, and I was reading in it on some scriptures. Excuse me. And, you know, they was confronted in which the only way to please God was to separate oneself from foreign wives and their children that relationship produced. You know, the possibility that women and children would be sent away with no apparent provision shock us, to say the least. You know, some of you all have experienced that families have just walked away. Hard choices. They say they couldn't take it no longer. They leave their children with somebody. They give them up for adoption. Or they just leave them laying on doorsteps, doorways, in the park. They feel hard choices. What choices do I have to make? You know, the possibility that women and children will be sent away, that's shocking to each and every one of us. You know, the notion that God not only approves of but desires such action may even raise questions in our minds about the nature of a deity who would expect such a thing. You know, while we cannot discount all of our own questions that we need to look at today and hard choices we have to make each day, the people who have been exiled because of their faithlessness remain faithless even after decades of chastisement in Babylon. You know, they have wed women of their own nations who bring to their marriage and child-rearing responsibilities the gods of their own people. Swift, defining action must be taken before God, who has graciously permitted a small group to live and return home, decide to destroy this people, leaving them without remnant of survival. Drastic measures are required under these circumstances. Today we are talking about hard choices. How we in life, each day God wakes us up, we face with a hard choice. You may not think about it, you may leave for your job. I'm going to just give some examples today. When you left yesterday on your job that you had, everything was hunky-dory. During the night or early morning, something occurred. When you get to your job, you have a hard choice to make. Your hours are being cut, or either you are handed a pink slip. That's a hard choice. You're thinking about the bills you have to pay. Somebody may be sick in the hospital. Your mind go to going and rambling every kind of way imaginable. Hard choices. I know a few families who have declared bankruptcy. Hard choices. These folks was not in financial difficulty because of a job loss, serious illness, or either other hardships. No, they simply could not control their spending. And that's a lot of things that's going on right now. Some people are out of debt. And reason I say that, major debt, car note, house note, some people's homes are paid off. But they go out and take out a second mortgage on their home to help their son or daughter or someone that's sick. They don't know how they're going to pay the bill. So they file for that bankruptcy. Hard choices. You know, they bought in and everything they wanted and paid for it with plastic. Credit card, hard choices. They put instant gratification ahead of their agreement, or in biblical term, their covenant, to pay the credit card company for their purchase. One of the families vowed to destroy all of their credit cards and live within their means on a budget. Okay, now, doing all this process, hard choices, did that family ever think about, I need to pay my tithes, pay my offering? That's what's listed in the Word of God. That's not a hard choice. That's a commandment. But when we think about the families that have had to declare bankruptcy, I'm just telling you about hard choices this morning, where you woke up this morning not knowing which way you was going to go, or your day started off wonderful. But when you stepped in, if you employed, when you stepped into your employment, you found out that you was handed a pink slip. Hard choices. Or on your way to work, someone run into your vehicle. You just paid the last note. Hard choices. I'm just trying to show you about reality on how things can happen with the blinking of an eye. And you face with hard choices. You know, as I was telling you about this family, one of the families destroyed all their credit cards and lived within their means on a budget. Did they do it? Not at all. In fact, a few years later, they had to file for bankruptcy again. Hard choices. We find it difficult to imagine that a family will allow itself to get into such circumstances once. Then the second time, it seems totally unbelievable. You know, you may find such stories or irresponsibility behavior or appealing as we do. Yet how often do we hear people who have had a problem and been rescued once only to engage in the same behavior that tripped them up the first time? Some patients continue to, you think about hard choices. You went to the doctor. The doctor told you you're a smoker. We need you to stop smoking. Cigarettes are bad for your health. This is a hard choice, I know, for some of you all. Some of you all can quit cold turkey. For some people, it's a hard choice. And then when you think about what the doctor have told you, stop smoking even after they've been diagnosed with lung cancer, or warning that smoking would lead to a second heart attack. Hard choices. I'm going to use, for example, a driver who has been ticketed for speeding repeats the performance only the second time a serious accident occurs. Hard choices. A child who has been punished goes out and does the same thing again. Hard choices. Today, we are talking about, through the Word of God, how hard choices come about. We have someone that would like to talk this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Area code, you are now on the air. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Sister Sadie Elliott, overseer. How you doing today?
I am blessed. How are you?
Well, I'm blessed as well. I'm blessed as well. I'm enjoying your teaching this morning, and it's always good to hear the word of God going forth and the true word of God being blessed and delivered to the mind of God. We hunger and we thirst after righteousness, and when you do that, you shall be filled. I'm enjoying your topic today, and I know that all of the tangible things that go along with what the meaning of your topic today just illustrates the life of people and how people can acquire what they need to acquire as individual human beings, okay? We acquire things through the word of knowledge, and that's through God himself who gives us the knowledge, and that knowledge is found in his word, and his word is for every, it's living proof. It proves itself every day, every time we use it. The word of God proves itself in relationship. It proves itself in authority. It proves itself in building the kingdom of God. It proves itself in correction. It proves itself in any phase of life that we encounter. So I'm thanking God for being tuned in today, and I'm going to continue to listen, and you can go ahead on with what you were saying, and I'll be back with more.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Call up for coming on. Do come back, because I like to hear from our listening audience on the topic that I bring forth, because I don't know it all. I don't have it all. I'm just doing an assignment. I'm just a mail lady dropping off the mail this morning. And when I thought about hard choices through the word of God, how God give us choices. We have a choice to serve God or not to serve God. When God give us commandments, he give us a choice to follow those commandments, each and every one of them. And you know, it's not hard. We say it's hard. No, really, it's not hard. If you really look at it and start doing what God tell you to do, you'll be saying, oh, you know, that wasn't hard at all. He tell you to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, get down there and pray. That wasn't a hard choice. You get down there and pray. The hard choice come in the part where you've been disobedient. You're not heeding to the word of God. He have given you an assignment where I want you to go down there and see Miss Jenny. Miss Jenny and her children need some food. The hard choice come when you disobey God on the assignment he give you, and you call 10 people to ask them, why do I need to go down there and help Miss Jenny with some food or take something to her children? That's when it become hard, because when he give to you, it's simple. All you do is just do what he told you to do. He'll walk you right in it. He'll take you to what you need, how you need it, and when you need it. But we make choices for ourselves. And we're talking about hard choices today through the word of God. What hard choices do we have to make in order to be faithful to God? You know, like I was saying earlier, sometimes you got to let those friends go that you know taking you down the wrong road. That shouldn't be a hard choice. Do you want to be in prison for the next 10 or 15 years of your life? Your children have grown up, grandchildren have come along, wasn't there for the weddings, for the anniversary, or graduation, or just, you know, housewarming, little bitty thing. You made your choice to go do what was wrong. You made your choice to marry that person or that person. God didn't select that person for you. You selected that person. I'm just giving you examples on hard choices. He sent you to, I'm going to say, Georgia for a job. You say, I want to stay in Texas. He said, but the benefits I have and the blessing for you mean you got to pack up and move to Georgia. You don't see it? No, I know. It's a hard choice. Wait a minute, I've been on this job 10 years, 15 years. Jobs are scarce. They're hard to come by. But if you follow the direction that God is giving you, he has already prepared the way for you. You're making it hard on yourself because you're being disobedient. You don't want to listen to what he says. And you wonder why You can't be in order to be faithful to God because you don't want to hear sound instruction, sound doctrine. And just like the caller was saying about wisdom and knowledge, understanding, you know, when he gives us that, we have to use that. That way when something come up down the road, you meet a friend or something, they say, and you say, I talked with a young man the other day that's out of prison, was telling me, he said, tell everybody how well I'm doing. I'm staying on the right path. I'm following the instruction God told me to follow. He said, and everything going clockwork because I'm doing what God told me to do. But when you go out of the will of God, not being faithful to God, that's when you got to start really making these hard choices. Should I do this or should I do that? Should I go here or should I go there? You know, hard choices. You know, we look at such behavior and acts. When will they learn? You know, not surprisingly, God asked the same question to the people in the scripture of Elza. And, you know, as I was reading that, the people, you know, that was returned with the group that was exiled from Babylon. And, as you know, as I was thinking of that, I said, wait a minute. These people reported shocking news. The people, including priests and other religious leaders, had not kept themselves as holy people, separate unto God. Instead, the Israelite men had taken foreign women to be their wives, the mother of their children. You know, and it was shocking and silent by this unbelief report. This is in the scripture. It's in your Bible. If you haven't turned it, tore it out, you can find it in Elder chapter 9, 5 through 15. You can read the story. That's where I derived the topic from. You know, in response to this news, all he can do is moan, lift up a prayer of confession. You know, this report is astonished to Elzar because God's people had been severely punished because of their faithless disobedience and out of worship. Although they had returned from exile in Babylon, they seemed not to have learned their lesson at all. Now, some of you out there that's listening to me today or may listen later at the archive, don't you know if you look at your life, the hard choices you made, you going through the same thing, you went around, it's a circle. You went around this 3 years ago, 4 years ago, or last month. God was showing you, he brought you out, but you put your own self in it. You made the hard choice to do contrary to what God had told you to do. And, you know, as you know, the God people had been severely punished because of their faithless disobedience. Although they had returned from exile in Babylon, they seemed not to have learned their lesson at all, which a lot of us today. We go through things because we are disobedient. We are not following the instructions of God. You know, God had been merciful in preserving a remnant. But who can expect God to continue to pardon people who repeatedly commit the same sin over and over and over again? Sure, you can go to him and ask him, you repent for what you did. Okay, the second, third, and fourth time, you know what you're doing. You knew the first time you went to God, God, forgive me. I'm not going to do this anymore. Hard choices. But you went back to doing the same thing that you told God you wasn't going to do. You can go back to him and ask for forgiveness. But why have hard choices? Why keep going around the mulberry tree when you could just walk out without going through all those changes? You know, here in Elzar, their wives bring with them their own gods and religious practice. We have one God we serve in you all, but a lot of people are serving gods. That's not, you know, some are serving all kind of stuff. I'm going to just leave it like that. You know, as they nurture their children, they will surely teach them what they believe. And when the children come up believing what the parents have taught them may not be the right belief, but that's what they believe. You know, and here But Elsa was certain that the very little of the Israelite community is at stake. God had had mercy on them. But we can expect God to continue to pardon people who repeatedly commit the same sin. You know, the Bible tells us that opposite to this plan was minimum. Yet we cannot imagine how difficult this choice must have been for those who were forced to make it. And, you know, sometimes we are put in a position where we got to make a choice. And we don't have 2 and 3 years to do it. We don't have 2 and 3 months. Sometimes we got to make a choice within 24 hours on a situation. And are we prepared to go to God and consult with God on that choice so we can make sure we're making the right choice? You know, you cannot imagine how difficult this choice must have been for those who were supposed to make it. Could you say goodbye to your spouse and children because you felt compelled to do so by your church? How would you say goodbye to someone with whom you have been so intimately involved? How do you explain to children that they can't stay with you any longer because your religion will not permit it? Hard choices. I'm just giving you some examples of hard choices today. According to the Mosaic Law, a man could initiate divorce from unspecified cause, that it is, if his wife did not please him or if he found something objectively about her. You'll find that in Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, and the first verse. You know, once he wrote the divorce certificate, he had to leave their home. The leeway in the law notwithstanding, God hated divorce. You read that in Malachi 2:16. Jesus also made clear that marriage was meant to be a permanent relationship. You find that in Matthew 5:31-32. The Apostle Paul discouraged divorce as a corrective to the problem of believers being unequally yoked with non-believers. Instead, he saw such a relationship as an opportunity for the believer to witness to the non-Christian mate. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 7:12-16. You know, in ancient days, however, for the people to give such unqualified support to the Shechem proposal surely indicate that they felt it was the only way to avoid the furious wrath of God. Still, the choice to send away one's wife and children had to be gut-wrenching. And I'm pretty sure that send your family away and you had to go to another direction. Just think about when the military go into battle. They have to go to Iraq and all these foreign countries and leave their family behind. They had to make a choice to fight for their country or stay here and not go. It was a choice. And I know it was a hard choice for them to make. It wasn't an easy choice that they can make. You know, in our days, the kind of choice that the return exile face is too harsh to contemplate. Yet God's grace is not cheap. Sometimes we must take a stand to protect and preserve our relationship with God. And if anybody would like,
I have something to expound on the relationship with your children. I was reading an article in a magazine, and it says, "Tough Talks, How to Navigate Through Tricky Topics Like Alcohol, Drugs, and Sex." And this topic came about where the mom wanted to talk to her 16-year-old, and she felt that it was time for her to talk about sex and alcohol and what's happening in her little world. The ingredient here is how do you relate in a tough talk to your teenager, not knowing that your teenager is fully aware of all of what you want to talk to them about. They've already experienced it. They've already know about it. They've heard about it. They've felt it. They've seen it. And they're sitting there in tears and then crumbling, crushing feelings about abortions. I was listening to an abortion program yesterday as I was riding to the station, and so many young ladies had were discussing how they really felt about having had an abortion. Tough talks. These tough talks will bring on principles, the principles of what God is looking for us to do as parents, as teachers, as moms. You have a promise from God, and that promise is that we must obey the, not law, but we must obey the commandment of God in order to be able to share in the tough talks with our kids. Starting a dialogue, one-on-one. How often do we have a one-on-one talk with our children? We assume that they are in school classes doing well. We don't really know because we're not there. But we assume a lot of things that we shouldn't assume. We should get on board with our teenagers and our young men. Or we should find out what's happening at football practice, like some of the situations that happened with the coach at one of our better-known colleges. You know, we need to know what is happening with our family, whether they are 14 or 21. If they're still around you and they come around you, you need to know what's on the inside of that individual, that child, that teenager, that kindergartner who may have had a cigarette that day, the kindergartner who may be walking home from school and is impressed or has been dialogued by someone to incorporate or express admirable feelings toward that child, or congested feelings toward that child. It happens every day. But we are mindful, and In our conversation or in our expression with our children, we need to know where they are, where are they fitting in society, where are they fitting in my life as a mother or grandmother, or what things can I do to help them cross over, because they got to cross over from a child to a teenager and from a teenager to a co-ed or a young college lady, on from a young lady to a married lady, and all these are crossovers in the lives of people. And we're not really, if there's not the right guidance and the right method of operation in that child's life, then there are going to be some problems that we could alleviate if we tap into the resources before these things happen. And as they mature and grow, as they mature and get older, we need to find out where they are and what they're thinking and what things have they encountered, what things are they going to meet. How have I talk to my child, my five-year-old, about how the differences in their little bodies are compared to the boy's body, and if the little boy is different and I'm different, I'm a little girl, what differences are there? What things could take place there, even in the home where the sisters and brothers are concerned, or the uncles, or whatever? Before these things become a ravage in their lives, we must be considerate. We must know where our children are. We must know how to curtail and help those minds be strengthened instead of weakening because of the things that they see and things that they would be battle with. Keeping the counselor at school informed on changes of your child is a help to the counselor, because the counselor can help look and see what's happening to the children. Neighbors sometimes are very aware of what's going on in households in their communities, because, you know, in various situations, they're able to see some things that we're not able to see. So as practitioners, we need to preach it. As counselors, we need to counsel it. As parents, we need to observe it and know what's happening to our children, what's happening in our own lives. We have to take a look at our activities and what we're doing as leaders and as illustrators, because for sure it's spreading around. They're looking. You never know who's looking at you. You never know who's following you. You never know whose eyes are on you. You never know what rank you fit in. You never know what forefronts you'll be placed in. You never know what fundamental situations that you can offer to build the lives of people who are around you, those that you counsel with, those that see you at a distance, and those that know you as a person. Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much, Carla. That is so true. That is so true. You know, God's grace is not cheap. Sometimes we must take a stand to protect and preserve our relationship with God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. but only the ones who does the will of my Father in heaven.
Yes.
No, our bounder there is by our behavior. Everything is not accepted and pleasing unto God. We all expect to do God's will through being certainty of that will call often be difficult. In fact, those who are extreme in their claims of certainty are often rightly banded, frantic, because they cannot find the possibility that others have an equal value, yet different. You know, in a society that is home to people of diverse culture, ethnic background, religious, we cannot expect to make our way the way if we are upholding freedom. You know, however, we are free as the next person to practice our religion and to hold fast our belief, even if they are not exposed by everyone. God calls us to make the choice that keeps us within the covenant relationship that we have through Jesus Christ, even as those who are hard and unpopular. Today we are talking about hard choices. We hope that, excuse me, everyone that's listening to this broadcast will get something out of it on hard choices that you make every day and what you have to make in order to be faithful for God. You might have to let that child that's causing a lot of problems go. Not that you don't love him or love her, but it might be the blessing that you need is set in the way. Excuse me, let me drink a little water. And I had put some things down, used it like examples or scenarios on that. I'm going to toss some of these aside. If anybody want to call in, the number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. It might be some hard choices out there a lot of you all have been had to make. Some you regret, some you don't regret. But that's what we're talking about today, hard choices through the Word of God. You know, think about your son, a young adult who has been raised in the church. Or you can put your daughter in that scenario. Announced that he or she is joining a strict religious group that you suspect is a cult. Since the group required that he or she be focused on them and their activity, he or she tells you that they will not be in touch with you for several months. How do you respond? That's a hard choice. How do you respond? I'm going to give you another one. You find that living alone and maintaining your home is becoming more difficult all the time. Someone that's up in age, someone that can't get around mobile. You want to move into a retirement community, but if you did, so you would have to give up your beloved pet, who is your constant companion. What will you do? Everybody don't have where they can take pets in. You have to leave your neighborhood from around your friends. That means it's not that you won't talk with them, but that means you got to start making new friends. Hard choices. Your finances have dwindled down. So that means you got to move from where you are because you can't afford no longer the lifestyle you've been leaving and living. Hard choices. You feel that God is calling you into the ordained ministry. Your spouse has no interest in being married to a member of the clergy and living in a fishbowl. It's a lot of families and a lot of marriages have broke up where the wife loved her husband until God called them into the ministry. She didn't want to have no part of it then. Well, that's the same man you're married. God gave him another assignment, along with the assignment of having being with you. But a lot of people find that as a hard choice. You know, you're certain about your call, but you also have been happily married for 20 years or more and love your spouse. But what will you do? A hard choice. You know, as I was just writing down by hard choices that people face in life from day-to-day activity. You know, faith issue might be catastrophically up into making a choice, or they may be determined the criteria we use to make our final decision. You know, as I was going through that, I say hard choices. People every day are making hard choices. Some people had to give up their home to move somewhere else without all the necessity things that they have. That's a hard choice. Some people had to look for jobs in other cities. Haven't found a job yet. That's a hard choice. Children want to leave home. They want to go out on their own. You say that's a hard choice. You start telling them the ins and outs of what to do, how to do it. Hard choices. And when you think about it, what choices did you make in your life today that you was going to serve God? How did you go about it? Did you kick at the prick, or did you just come on over? God, here I am. Now, you done told God, here I am. Yes, God, yes. Whatever you say do, I'm going to do it. Wherever you say go, I'm going to go. But when God sets you out to do what you need to do, and you start seeing things coming up that you start feeling, this is a hard choice I done made. Can I do this? Can I do that? You get something in the mail, say, would you like to go back to school? You say, that's a choice. Well, now, how would I go to school? I'm raising a family. I'm working. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Hard choices. I'm just giving you examples today on hard choices, on how we as adults, men and women of God, had to make hard choices in our life. I had to make a hard choice. I gave up a job. I gave up school. Gave up two jobs, school, manager of a retail store in Denver, Colorado. My choice was to stay there or move to Texas to see about my grandmother at the time. To me, it wasn't a hard choice. My heart was with God and family. So I gave up everything to move to Texas. And when I moved here, I had obstacles just like everybody else. But I said, okay, God, I made that choice. I prayed and asked you what would be the best choice. And when God started showing me different things as I went day by day, different things that started occurring, if I had not been here to take care of these things for different family members, they wouldn't have got taken care of. I was left in charge to take care of this one, this one, this one. Those was, I thought, hard choices. I looked at my life when I did this broadcast today on hard choices. I'm not singling nobody out. But when you think about the choices you made, should I marry this person or should I not? Should I live in this subdivision or should I live in that one? Should I get this house or should I get that house? Hard choices. I'm just bringing things to reality. When God presents you with things, do you go to God, God, is this what you want me to do? Or am I doing this because I want to do it? Because whatever you present for me to do, it's going to work out. What school should my grandchildren go to? If you're the one raising your grandchildren that still may be in school, I have some that's in school. You're going to search and research on everything to find what's the best choice, what's the best school, what do this school offer that this school doesn't have, what curricula and activity that this school has that this one don't have. And then you're going to bow down. It's a hard choice. I got three. This one do this one do this, and this one do this. So now I got a choice, but I've got a hard choice. Which one am I going to choose?
God, I got to be faithful to you. I'm out here doing all this stuff without you in the plan. God, you got to be in my plan to make any choices. So that's when we narrow it down. See, God, I choose you. And whatever choice you have in mind for me, that's what I'm going to do. I was in a pageant just last year, and I played out a skit on choices, things that I wanted to do coming up, what I wanted to be, what I wanted to do. In reality, some of them I got to do, the majority of them I didn't, but the Lord opened the door that I could present every one of those things that I wanted to do a choice through doing a pageant, because I've always wanted to be in a pageant. I always wanted to be doing modeling and all that stuff, work for the airline, FBI, all these different things like all of us have as we are coming up. I had to wait to get to the age I am now to where God opened the door on everything that I wanted to do. He presented to me because I put all that other stuff on the back burner and chose to do everything he wanted me to do. So when it was time for me to do, which I like had put the back of my mind, he started opening doors, say, okay, this is the time now you can do this. This is the time. You have been faithful with this I give you. You've been faithful with that I give you. So now here's an opportunity for the choices that you wanted, that you gave up to help somebody else. You left a city that you was thriving in, that you was doing good on a job, that you had profit sharing, you had stocks and all this stuff. But you give it all up to follow me. And in the end, he's still blessing me. I'm not going, I'm not lacking for anything by choosing him. And that's what this particular show about today. Choice, hard choices. You're going to make some choices in life that you're going to think about for years to come. Did I make the right choice? But if you put God in front, if you let God make the choices for you, it won't be hard. But we want to get out there and just grasp at straws. We want to do this. We can't do everything because that one did it or that one did it. You don't know what that one went through to get to where he or she is now. You don't know what sacrifices that they give to get to where they are now. You know, God is so good. When you think about where God has brought you from to now, the choices you made, and you say, God, I am so glad I followed your instruction. Your choice was to pay your tithes this week. But you passed the window and saw a pretty suit, a pretty dress. You said, oh, I'm going to get that dress. I'm going to get them shoes. I'm speaking to me because I know I love shoes and clothing. But you know what else I know I love? I love to be obedient to God. I said, oh, no, I can go home and sew that. Let me see what it looked like. I'll go home and make that and still have my money on the side to pay my tithes and my offering. That's when you're making the choices, the right choices. You're going to come up in life with hard choices. But God is just so good. When you follow the prescription that he give you, you won't have no problem following the right choice. We make it hard for ourselves on following choices. And when we look at it, say, hard choices. I just thank God today for this program. I'm happy all by myself. While just talking to you all over on the other side in the supernatural on the choices that I don't mind making, that I could step off from the natural into the supernatural for the choices that God had presented to me. So today, I hope you all are making better choices in your life today. If we have anyone, we thank you for 409 calling in. 409, if you would like to say something, 409-765-9086. Please be free to hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you. And if area code 713894 would like to speak before our show wind down, I would love to hear from you. And anybody else, I know some is on the line. I know the ones come on that's at work that can't comment right now. But I thank everyone that have listened into this program. And when you think about it, hard choices you had to make in your life, it was worth it all. But never leave God out, whatever choice you make. Go to God with the choices that's presented to you. Am I going to the left? Am I going to the right? Am I going forward or am I going back? And if anybody knows, you want to go forward. You don't want to go back because there's nothing back there. You don't want to go to the left because God didn't direct you to the left. He told you, keep marching forward. You are soldiers on your way going somewhere to the supernatural. So you want to be led by God. You want to do the things that God have called you to do. You want to lean and depend on God because he's your source. The topic today was hard choices. What hard choices do we have to make in order to be faithful to God? And you know, I gave you a lot of them in the early part of the program. Sometime, my hard choice was to walk away from a job that I was fixing to retire off of. That was a hard choice. But the hard choice for me was, I'm looking at the money and the position I had. But then on the other hand, I was looking, wait a minute, you run into the doctor every week before you get through one thing, something. I had to one day just say, God, you are trying to get my attention. And I'm doing everything contrary to what you are telling me. So, God, I've made the choice to follow you on what you want me to do. You told me when I made the choice, he said, I am your provider. I had a granddaughter getting ready to come out of school that I was raising. I had a son that was special need that I had to take care. Then I had to have back surgery. So here I am that made the choice to walk off a job and not look back because my focus was on Jesus. But look where I'm at today. Look where he had brought me from when I decided I want Jesus. In the midnight hour, that job ain't going to be there. Them people on that job ain't going to come see about me. When I'm going through, they're going to tell me, girl, I'll just pray for you. I'll lift you up on Sunday in prayer. But I need a breakthrough now. What am I going to do now if I got to wait for your prayer, wait next week? So when you think about hard choices, some of you all have loved ones. It's been hard. Some of you all don't want to leave home. And I remember my grandmother, God bless and rest her soul. She kept telling me, I do not want to leave. She lived in Orange. That's my main purpose of moving to Texas. I didn't like Orange, so I moved to Beaumont. I'm just sharing with you some hard choices that we had to make. I said, well, Mama B, if you don't leave this house going to leave you one way or the other, you're going to have to make a choice. And I thought about that. I didn't want to leave them, but I had a choice to follow the prescription God was telling me to follow or to follow what I wanted to do. So I followed what God was telling me to do. And he has never failed me, yet he has not led me astray, not one time. So all of you all that's listening today, think about the hard choices people have had to make in their life to help you, help themselves. They went without because it was a choice they made. They had to leave other people, but that was a choice they made. Thank you, guest 12981, for logging in.
I have 10 seconds left. If anybody would like to call in at this time, if anybody would like to have words this time, please call in. The number is area code 646-716-4389. And I would love to hear from you. I will stay on the line a little while longer. In case anybody would like to say something, it will go right on over to the archive. But I thank each and every person that came on today that listened to this broadcast. And I hope it was something that I said either in examples through the word of God that helped you today. You may be in a place right now where you're in the valley and you have to make a decision what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. Have God right there by your side. Say, God, I'm going to lean and depend on you. You show me what you want me to do, which way you want me to go, because I can't do it by myself. I need you to walk me through this every step of the way. And he's right there with open arm. Just open arm, just coming. Just call and say, come, my child, I'm right here. I was just waiting for you to just reach out. And the day program was hard choices. What hard choices do we have to make in order to be faithful to God? So I hope everyone enjoyed the program today. Please listen for next week's broadcast. We have another one. That'll be next week. Hope you can all come on. Hopefully I'll be on at my regular time at 10 o'clock. And I thank everyone for coming on listening today. Because God is a good God. And until next week, I want y'all to be blessed.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song. With you.
You're in right now.
Smile for me.
what people say.
Y'all want some more of that?